USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. It was a busy week in Washington as the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol has voted to subpoena former President Trump, who responded with an angry 14-page letter. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who also serves on the January 6th committee, appeared on This Week with George Stephanopoulos to discuss the subpoena and what happens if Trump does not come in for it.
Because of the committee only being able to exist till the end of this congressional year, we're at a bit of a time limit here. And look, if he's made it clear he has nothing to hide is what he says. So he should come in on the day we ask him to come in to. If he pushes off beyond that, we'll figure out what to do next.
While Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock fights to retain his seat and keep the chamber's narrow majority, Georgia's other Democratic senator, John Ossoff, headed up to UNC Chapel Hill to sway North Carolina voters to choose Sherry Beasley. Beasley and Republican Ted Budd both want the seat soon to be vacated by retiring Senator Richard Burr. He decided 17 years was enough for him. Ossoff explaining to the gathering on the college campus, a Democratic majority is necessary following the recent Supreme Court reversal of Roe v. Wade to keep abortion access legal.
We're doing this today not to keep score between D's and R's, but because women are dying and suffering grievously in childbirth, and we can make a difference.
Kroger announced Friday that it plans to buy Albertsons in a nearly $25 billion deal that could change the U.S. retail industry and impact how millions of customers buy their groceries. The deal, which is expected to close in 2024, would combine two of the largest supermarket chains in the country and create one of its largest private employers. The two companies have a combined 710,000 workers, most of them unionized in an industry with low union rates. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Democratic candidates outraged their Republican opponents in 10 of the most competitive Senate races as the midterm campaigns headed into the final stretch before Election Day. New fundraising reports filed with the Federal Election Commission are showing. More than $175 million flowed into the campaigns of Democratic Senate candidates across those races in the third quarter ended September 30th, according to reports filed over the weekend. That compares to nearly $77 million for opposing Republican campaigns. As more Americans go back to work after the global pandemic, a lot of families are struggling to find affordable child care. University of Michigan professor and former Labor Department chief economist Betsy Stevenson stopped by Face the Nation Sunday to discuss.
We have fewer people working in child care. But we got parents, on the other hand, who can't really afford to pay more for child care because they couldn't afford to pay for child care before we had inflation. And that brings us back to needing a government solution.
George Clooney spills the beans on why he thinks actors get too much credit and what drove him to start producing, writing, and directing films.
I think sometimes actors get too much credit for things, and I can prove it to you because it's script and director. That's all it is. It really is. I was kind of hailed as the worst Batman in the history of time. Fair enough, I was. The next film I did was Out of Sight, which is probably the best reviewed film I've ever done. And I'm good in it because the film is good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast.